This is the natural escalation visualization. It's approximately 6 to 7 minutes. Okay. I want to make sure you find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a slow breath in and let it out. Another breath. Slower this time. Feel your body settle. Feel your mind quiet. And then let it out. And one more. And as you exhale, let everything else fall away. The noise, the stress, the overthinking, just let it go. You're safe here, relaxed, you're open. Now I want you to imagine yourself in a social setting. Maybe it's a bar, a party, a coffee shop, a bookstore, your classroom, in the office. Somewhere you might meet a woman that you're attracted to. But this time, I want you to experience this from the inside out. You're not watching yourself. You are yourself. Seeing through your own eyes, feeling through your own body. Notice how your feet feel against the floor. Solid, grounded. You're standing with easy confidence. Not stiff, not slouched, just relaxed and present. You feel good. Not because anything external happened, just because you decided to feel good. You decided to enjoy this moment, and that energy is already attractive before you say a single word. Now a woman catches your attention. There's something about her. You're curious, you're not desperate, not nervous, just drawn to find out more. You walk toward her, and as you do, notice how calm your body feels. Your heartbeat is steady. Your breathing is easy. There's no script running in your head, just presence. You open your mouth and words come out. It doesn't matter what you say. What matters is how you say it. Warm, playful, like you're already having fun and you're inviting her into that fun. She responds, she smiles, and now you're in a conversation. Feel what playful energy feels like in your body right now. It's light. It's curious. There's a little spark of mischief in it. You're not trying to impress her. You're not trying to get anywhere. You're just enjoying this, enjoying her. You tease her about something small, maybe her drink order, maybe something else, maybe the book that she chose, maybe the painting that she's looking at, maybe whatever. Nothing mean, just a light poke that says, I'm not taking this too seriously and you shouldn't either. She laughs, she pushes back, and now there's a little game happening between you. This is where most men stop. They stay in friendly mode because they're afraid to cross a line. But you know something they don't. You know that attraction needs tension. And tension requires that you're willing to go just a little further than comfortable. So you do. Feel the shift now from playful to flirty. It's subtle. Your eye contact holds just a beat longer. Your voice drops just slightly. Not dramatic, just a little lower and slower. You lean in closer when she talks, close enough to smell her perfume. Close enough that she can feel your presence. And you're not rushing. You're not grabbing. You're just there, fully present, fully engaged. She notices. Her body shifts towards you. Her pupils dilate slightly. She tucks her hair back behind her ear. She's not pulling away. She's leaning in. And you feel that. You read it and you trust it. Now I want you to notice what confident desire feels like in your body. Not needy desire, not desperate grasping, but clean, grounded, masculine desire. The kind that says, I want you. And I'm completely comfortable with that. It might feel warm in your chest or in your belly, a kind of heat that rises without urgency, patient, present, powerful. This is the energy women respond to. Not aggression, not hesitation, just a man who knows what he wants and is not afraid to feel it. You let your touch enter the conversation. Your hand grazes her lower back as you lean in to say something. just a moment. Light, easy. She doesn't flinch. She softens. You take her hand for a while. Your thumb brushes her palm. Then you let go. She touches you back, her fingers on your forearm, lingering. Everything is unspoken, but everything is being said. Now the conversation shifts again, deeper, more intimate. You ask her something real, not interview questions, something that makes her pause, something that makes her reveal a little bit more about herself. And then you listen, not waiting for your turn to talk, actually listening. She feels that. She feels seen by you, understood. And that creates its own kind of attraction. Emotional intimacy, the sense that you actually care about who she is, not just what she looks like. Now feel the energy between you. There's tension, but it's not uncomfortable. It's delicious. It's the kind of tension that makes her hold her breath for just a second when your eyes meet. You say something slightly suggestive. Maybe about how she keeps touching her lips when she talks to you. Maybe about the way she looks at you when she thinks you're not noticing. You say it with a smile, warm, unashamed, like it's the most natural thing in the world to notice these things and say them out loud. She blushes. She laughs. She says, "Stop it." But she moves closer. This is what natural escalation feels like. It's not a technique. It's not a trick. It's just you. You being present. You being honest. Being unafraid to move toward what you want while staying attuned to what she wants. You're leading, but you're also listening. Every step forward, you're checking in, not with words, but with awareness. Is she coming with you? Is she opening up? Is she enjoying this as much as you are? And when she is, you keep going, slowly, confidently, savoring every moment. Now take a deep breath in. And as you breathe in, I want you to pull this entire experience into your body. The groundedness, the playfulness, the warmth, the desire, the connection. Feel it all gathering in your chest. Solid, alive, yours. Press your thumb and your pointer finger together now and lock this state in. This is your anchor for escalation. Anytime you're with a woman and you want to move things forward, press your fingers together and this energy will be there, ready and waiting. So one more thing before we close. What you just experienced, that wasn't luck. That wasn't some gift that other men have and you don't. That was a skill that can be practiced, refined, and mastered. And the men who master it fastest, they're not the ones grinding alone in the dark. They're the ones who find someone who's already walked this path, someone who can see their blind spot, someone who can guide them through the awkward middle part and get them to the other side. Mentorship isn't a shortcut for the weak. It's a multiplier for the committed. So wherever you are in this journey, stay open, stay humble, and know that asking for help is one of the most masculine things you can do. Now, take one final breath and breathe out. And when you open your eyes, carry this with you. The calm, the confidence, the willingness to move toward what you want. You already have everything you need inside of you. Now, you just need to let it out. Open your eyes whenever you're ready.